They had lodged all right. They had perched on every crumbling ledge. They were observing him in some covert way that had nothing to do with the normal six senses. Books are pretty good at conveying meaning, not necessarily their own personal meanings, of course, and Rincewind grasped the fact that they were trying to tell him something. There was another flash. He realized that it was magic from the Sorcerer's Tower, reflected down from the distant hole that led onto the roof. At least it enabled him to identify Waffles, who was wheezing at his right foot. That was a bit of a relief. Now, if he could just put a name to the soft, repetitive slithering noise near his left ear. There was a further obliging flash, which found him looking directly into the little yellow eyes of the patrician, who was clawing patiently at the side of his glass jar. It was a gentle, mindless scrabbling, as if the little lizard wasn't particularly trying to get out, but was just vaguely interested in seeing how long it would take to wear the glass away. Rincewind looked down at the pear-shaped bulk of the librarian. "There's thousands of them," he whispered, his voice being sucked away and silenced by the massed ranks of books. "How did you get them all in here?"
"Ook, ook."
"Eh, what?"
"Ook,"
repeated the librarian, making vigorous flapping motions with his bald elbows. "Fly?"
"Ook."
"Can they do that?"
"Ook,"
nodded the librarian. "That must have been pretty impressive. I'd like to see that one day."
"Ook."
Not every book had made it. Most of the important grimoires had got out, but a 7-volume herbal had lost its index to the flames, and many a trilogy was mourning for its lost volume. Quite a few books had scorch marks on their bindings. Some had lost their covers and trailed their stitching unpleasantly on the floor. A match flared, and pages rippled uneasily around the walls. But it was only the librarian who lit a candle and shambled across the floor at the base of a menacing shadow big enough to climb skyscrapers. He had set up a rough table against one wall, and it was covered with arcane tools, pots of rare adhesives, and a bookbinder's vise which was already holding a stricken folio. A few weak lines of magic fire crawled across it. The ape pushed the candlestick into Rincewind's hand, picked up a scalpel and a pair of tweezers, and bent low over the trembling book. Rincewind went pale. He said, "Do you mind if I go away? I faint at the sight of glue." The librarian shook his head and jerked a preoccupied thumb towards a tray of tools.
"Ook,"
he commanded. Rincewind nodded miserably and obediently handed him a pair of long-nosed scissors. The wizard winced as a couple of damaged pages were snipped free and dropped to the floor.
"What are you doing to it?" he managed.
"Ook."
"An appendectomy."
"Oh."
The ape jerked his thumb again, without looking up. Rincewind fished a needle and thread out of the ranks on the tray and handed them over. There was a silence, broken only by the scritching sound of thread being pulled through paper, until the librarian straightened up and said,
"Ook."
Rincewind pulled out his handkerchief and mopped the ape's brow.
"Ook."
"Don't mention it.
Is it going to be all right?"
The librarian nodded. There was also a general, almost inaudible sigh of relief from the tier of books above them. Rincewind sat down. The books were frightened. In fact, they were terrified. The presence of the sorcerer made their spines creep, and the pressures of their attention closed in around him like a vice.
"All right," he mumbled, "but what can I do about it?"
"Ooh."
The librarian gave Rincewind a look that would have been exactly like a quizzical look over the top of a pair of half-moon spectacles, if he had been wearing any, and reached for another broken book.
"I mean, you know I'm no good at magic."
"Ook."
"The sorcery that's about now, it's terrible stuff. I mean, it's the original stuff from right back in the dawn of time. Or around breakfast, at any rate."
"Ook."
"It'll destroy everything eventually, won't it?"
"Ook."
"It's about time someone put a stop to this sorcery, right?"
"Ook."
"Only it can't be me, you see. When I came here, I thought I could do something. But that tower is so big. It must be proof against all magic. If really powerful wizards won't do anything about it, how can I?"
"Ook,"
agreed the librarian, sewing a ruptured spine.
"So you see, I think someone else can save the world this time. I'm no good at it."
The ape nodded, reached across, and lifted Rincewind's hat from his head.
"Hey!"
The librarian ignored him, picked up a pair of shears.
"Look, that's my hat, if you don't mind. Don't you dare do that to my..."
He leapt across the floor and was rewarded with a thump across the side of the head, which would have astonished him if he'd had time to think about it.